Psalm 55. To the chief musician on Neginoth. Maskil. A psalm of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove! For then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo! Then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof, mischief also and sorrow in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hidden myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. Are you getting near your breaking point? Is the enemy too strong for you? Do you feel like David, who said, My heart is sore pained within me. The terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. Do you wish you could just escape from your situation? That you could run away from the storm that is upon you? Cry out to God. He will hear your prayer. Unload everything on him. He can handle it. Cast your burden on the Lord and leave it there. He will sustain you. If you've sinned, repent. Cry out for mercy. Cry out for grace. The Lord is plentiful in mercy. His compassions fail not. Have others turned on you? Have men deceived you with flattery, but have proven to be betrayers and liars? Cry out to God for deliverance. He knows who are his children and who the pretenders are. God is not deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. God will render to every man according to his works. Put the matter in the Lord's hands. He will mete out justice. He knows those that fear him and those that seek for mercy. And he knows those who are filled with pride and seek for vengeance. The Lord is watching. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth. There's nothing hid from his sight. He will handle the situation in his time as he sees fit. Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel fearful and afraid? Cast your burden on the Lord and leave it there. He will sustain you. He will make you stand fast by his grace. The Lord will avenge his enemies. He will mete out justice. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Stay humble. Stay pure. Stay gentle. Keep crying out to him, morning, noon, and night. No matter what everyone else does, trust him. Cast your burden on the Lord. He will sustain you. Psalm 55.